consistency. Let's talk about it. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Less Baggage, More Booty podcast. The podcast reminding you that you deserve more of the things that you want, and you don't need any of the shit that you don't. If you are new here, hello and welcome. If you are not, welcome back, sis. This podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts, also on YouTube, this video version, and the video version is also on Spotify if you want to listen to it there as well. So, I kind of had a little epiphany last week. The topic today is consistency, but not in the way that you think. So actually, my buzzword for 2022 was supposed to be consistency. And we see that that didn't pan out the way that it was supposed to, but I think I have figured out why. To me, consistency has always been one of those words, especially with wanting to grow my YouTube channel, grow my music, my physical goals, language goals, any goals, period. It has always been a word that I felt like was at the core of anything when you're talking about goals, right? So I always felt like it was this like very important, very serious, crucial thing, and that if I'm not consistent with everything on earth all the time, that I will perish in that. When that is only halfway true, I have now come to realize that for me personally, that consistency is an act of love for myself. And what I mean by that is, think about it like this. Your closest relationships, right? Whether that be with friends or whether that be with family, whatever. When you are consistently showing up in those relationships, what's happening? The relationships are growing. They're thriving. They're developing. They're getting deeper. And usually you're doing these things, you're building these relationships because you have some type of love for those people. That is driving you to continue to do those things, to build those relationships, to have those conversations, to make sure that you're keeping up with those relationships. And I'm like, bro, the fact that I don't do this for myself is kind of crazy, because I feel like I do have a great love for myself. So if I'm applying this idea of consistency and nurturing these other relationships with people in my life, why am I not nurturing that same relationship with myself in the name of consistency? Questions that need answers for 2023. So that is my new outlook on consistency. The fact that it's not just something that I'm doing just to get an end result, right? The result is gonna come, but I wanna do things, I wanna act on things, I wanna create things and be consistent with them out of love for myself. Because I know if I'm doing this thing, if I'm going to the gym, if I'm drinking my water, if I'm doing my yoga, if I'm meditating, consistently, man, the ROI on that, the return that I get for myself is immeasurable. I know what it takes to do the things that I want to do. I know how it feels when I do the things that I want to do, and I do want to be consistent at them, but I don't want it to come from a place of like, oh, it's so much work, it's so hard, it's da-da-da-da-da. I don't like that. It feels like too much pressure. Do you know what I mean? It feels kind of crazy. So now I'm totally shifting my mindset to the fact that yes, I want to be consistent, but I want my consistency to come from a place of love for myself. I am going to be consistent with everything that I want to do this year because I am in love with myself. I'm in love with my growth. I'm in love with the fact that I have this vision for how I see my life. And in order to get to that place, it's on me to be consistent. I have to do the things that I said I was going to do. You know, the worst promise that you can break is a promise to yourself. And I'm completely finished doing that. Like, anybody else feels like they can break a promise to me, that's on you and whoever you believe in. But I'm not going to break any more promises to myself. I can't do that. There's already too many people in the world that will try to take advantage of you, hurt your feelings, all that. Why would you want to break your own heart? Consistency is an act of love for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that if you're not consistent with the things that you set out to, that you don't love yourself. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I think we need to reframe the source of our desire to be consistent, because I, like I said, I wanted to be from a place of loving myself and knowing that these things are going to get me to the places where I want, versus it just being a stressful, intense, you have to be consistent, you have to be consistent, you have to be consistent type vibe, because that is what has been in my head. And maybe it's just me, but I highly doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it. Next time you're setting your goals, or obviously this is a time where people are setting goals, it's the beginning of the year, fresh starts, all that. And remember, check out last week's episode if you need to, just because it's a new year and you start something, even if you have a mess up, you can always start over the next day. Don't succumb to the pressure of the new year and trying to do everything all at once all the time, because you're not a robot, you're a human, and things happen, and sometimes you got to stop and reset, and that's okay. You have 365 days in this year to start and stop as many times as you need to get to where you want to go. And on this same topic of consistency being an act of love, I also feel like I've tried to do too much and be consistent with too much. Does that make sense? So for example, one of my biggest goals is to learn French. And so last year I literally was trying to go too hard and do like, okay, I need to do Pimsleur, Duolingo, and watch a TV show in French all on the same day. Unrealistic. It is not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. And once I realized that sometimes, yes, it's important to set goals. Yes, it's important to have big goals and big dreams, but it's also important to be realistic. And so now in this year, 2023, this is the first week that we finished, I managed to practice French every single day. I may not have done all of those three things that I previously thought I could, but I'm better now because I started a little smaller and I was able to hit that goal every single day. So this week, I did do Duolingo every day because it's quick, and I only did one lesson versus before I was trying to force myself to do three lessons. No, unrealistic. Do your one lesson of Duolingo and go sit down if that's what you have time for. So I've been able to do Duolingo, have a French lesson, and watch French TV all this week because I decided that this is something that is important to me, something that I want to do, something that I want to be consistent with. And in order to do that, I need to be a little bit more realistic about what I'm trying to do. The combination of being more realistic with my goals and remembering that everything I'm trying to do comes from a source of love for myself has felt so dramatically different than any other time I've tried to accomplish any other thing in my life. Like, I'm not even kidding. I don't feel as much pressure, I don't feel stressed, and I'm actually accomplishing the things I said I would accomplish because it's coming from love and I'm starting smaller. So my challenge to you in this year of 2023 is to be consistent and show up for yourself, but show up for yourself out of the love that you have for yourself. Show up for yourself because you know that you're the only person that can bring whatever it is that you have in your heart and in your mind to life. Show up with love for yourself because the world needs whatever it is that you have to offer, that you have to share. I truly believe that consistency can be easier than we've been shown that it can be. And from this frame of mind, to me, it makes consistency much more attainable for me. When I'm thinking about the fact that whatever I'm doing out of love for myself because I know my future self is gonna need whatever it is that I'm doing now. And I love that for her. And I love that for me. I love that for this version of myself too. Consistency doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to have a lot of pressure. Do it from a place of love for yourself. So this episode is super short and sweet because I just wanted to get that point across, that I feel like we've been in this like crazy, intense, toxic relationship with consistency when it comes from a place of pressure and trying to push things out and maybe do things that are not realistic all in the name of consistency, when it should be coming from a place of calm, from a place of peace, from a place of love. So I hope that resonates with you. I hope that you find something this week that you can be consistent with. Matter of fact, that's gonna be our action of the week. So when I first started Less Bags, Read More podcast, I really wanted to share like little different things that I'm working on for the week and affirmations. So let's do that. This week's action is to just find one thing that you can be consistent with. one thing that you can be consistent with, that you really feel like you're able to be consistent with it because it's coming from a place of love, because you love yourself. I want you to really think about when you're doing something and you're trying to be consistent, bringing that energy around it from love. Don't pressure yourself. Don't be unrealistic. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to do more than you can handle, because that was totally my problem, because I was like, I have to be consistent with these 50 million things, and if I don't, and what ends up happening, I burn out and nothing gets done. Consistency where? Consistency who? It's not it. So my action of the week for you is to find one thing that you really feel in your heart that you can be consistent with, this thing that comes from a place of love, whether that's taking a walk every day this week, or reading for 10 minutes every day this week, or if you're also trying to learn a language, studying for 5 minutes every day this week. Consistency from a place of love versus consistency from a place of overworking myself and trying to do too much in the name of being consistent are two totally different things. And I want us all to be able to experience the former, consistency from a place of love. So, action of the week, like I said, find something that you can be, one thing that you can be consistent with this week. And I also want to leave you with an affirmation that has been, I've been doing this also 30-day yoga journey, and hugging myself at the end of it and saying affirmations to myself, which has been very powerful, but we'll talk about that at a different time. But your affirmation this week is, I am capable of consistency. Because you are. Because it comes from a place of love, and because you love yourself. Because you are what? You are that girl. You are her. You live your life with less baggage and more booty, and nobody can tell you anything. So consistency is easy for you. It comes naturally to you because love comes naturally to you. So girl, go out this week, do what you need to do, be consistent in the name of love, not in the name of pressure. I really hope that this year is the year that you are able, and that I am able, to complete all of the things that I have wanted to for so long, and doing all that with less baggage and more booty, because that is always going to be the motto forever. I will see y'all next week in this space. Be sure to like and subscribe if you are watching this on YouTube. Be sure to rate and subscribe if you are listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sending you so much love and light. I'm praying that you have a week full of less baggage and more booty, and I will see you next week in this space.